There's somebody we didn't talk about, and dawned on me. I don't know whether you'd be interested in this or not. The kidnapping of Mrs. Ashmore and her horse trainer, Kathy Brown. Mr. Ashmore was a builder of homes, and they lived in a house out on 33rd West Avenue in 1970s. Can't remember the exact year. They built wonderful stables out there, and she trained Morgan horses. They loved Morgan horses. She took care of them, and she hired this lady, who was a young lady, 21, 22 years of age, Kathy Ann Brown, who lived in Indiana. They built her a place to live up over the stables, nice quarters for her, so that she could work for them, taking care of training horses. Together they would do so. In the meantime, Mr. Ashmore, Philip Ashmore was his name, would be taking care of business. One day when Mrs. Ashmore and Kathy Ann Brown went out to get some hay, they had some horses getting ready to foal. They don't come home for dinner, and a phone call rings. Phil Ashmore gets it, and this guy saying, I got your old lady and that honky that works for her. Get ready to get another message telling you what you're going to have to give us. There was a series of phone calls. There was all that. Wow. FBI was checking on him. I didn't know anything about it. Mr. Ashmore, technically, he lived in Creek County, but as it turned out, the jurisdiction would have been in Tulsa County. I got a call from Larry Derryberry, who was the attorney general, and said, buddy, are you aware of this kidnapping? I said, no. He said, oh, heck, I wanted to tell you. I was afraid somebody hadn't told you about this, but he said, you need to touch base with the FBI over there. So I went over there and sent an investigator and told him to stay with him. And, of course, they didn't like that necessarily to see what was going on because, in theory, you know, it didn't go across state lines. They could be dumping this right back on our office, and I like to know things and where we're headed. Well, anyway, the kidnappers made other calls. Ultimately, I had to make a decision. They asked me to make the decision as to whether or not to rush this guy, Larry Cheney, Larry Leon Cheney. He had a conviction for some type of forgery, and that's about all on his record. But he claimed to be a contractor of sorts, lived down at Jinx in a trailer house. For several days, they're still hoping that the women are alive. But in the meantime, it was decided that we need to go ahead, and we knew he was in his trailer. And we figured that he would be disposing of evidence if there was some there. And we had a ton of evidence already. We had a traced call from the kidnapper that came into the Ashmore residence that traced to his phone there at Jinx. Ashmore lived fairly close to Jinx. We had his car seen in an area where the FBI tried to make the drop that had been demanded. The car fit his description, coming back on a side road. He never picked up the money. We had, at that time, also his fingerprint on a pay telephone that was outside of business at 61st and Yale. On that corner, the kidnapper had called from that payphone to make another demand or whatever it was. They got the print immediately. They went to that location. So we had those items. We had found at his house, Cheney's house, a note with all kind of information that related to the Ashmores torn up and thrown in a wastebasket. There's a ton of it. Of all cases I've ever tried, it had more forensic evidence in it than any. And so, where are these ladies? And he won't talk to us. Me and this FBI agent, Tom McLean, tried to talk to him, and he just sort of looked at us, not talk, very surly. Well, we knew he was building a house on some property outside of Salisaw. We go down in the woods. We look all around. Come back. Then we get some more information. And the information is we go back. There's some agents, me, some investigators, sheriff's office, police department. And they're near a cow pond down in Moree, a secluded place. Big pile of brush. We were told by a source that we should look in that area for the bodies. And when we removed the brush, deputies were digging. Both women were buried, and they had ligatures. They died of ligature strangulation, which is one of the hardest ways to kill a person.
What's that?
Either choking or using a garrote of some kind. Well, in this case, they were tied with strips of a towel, like you tear up a terry towel, tie them together, use it as a rope. They were both tied. They were both in the same grave. The evidence even mounted more. Here, you got the bodies found on his property. Telephone calls, the traced calls to him. The notes, FBI found matching dirt on a mat at his property in Jinx that matched the dirt samples at that location where the bodies were found. The towels, there was a motel there where he stayed all night the night before the kidnapping down there in Salisaw. And when they checked the motel the next day to clean it up, the towels were missing, white towels. These looked like those kind of towels. He was seen going into the area where the bodies were found by two Indian fellows who lived down in that area. Also, on the same day, he had his cousin working with him down at the site to help him build on the house. The cousin came back home that same day in a separate car. Cheney was down there in an old truck. He drives that old truck back to Tulsa the next day, and then drives back down there in another car, and what they call a Jimmy, I guess. A lot of incriminating and very ample evidence. I tried that case. He was given the death penalty. They modified it to life. I think he may still be in the penitentiary as far as I know. But it was a horrible case that created a whole lot of pain for a lot of people. He became, to a lot of people, a reporter in particular, sort of a type of guy that you'd go to bat for him. He never took the witness stand, nor did he ever offer any evidence that I recall. He began to tell reporters, oh, there were some guys out of Missouri, I didn't mention this before, who were mad about some horse deal or something. You know how that goes. It was a very, very important case in a lot of ways. But it was sort of toward the end of my career.